What is your name, ma'am?
Ruby Ann Marie Valenti, currently according to my my ID.
Okay. So the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing, ma'am.
Ms. Valenti, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Ruby Ann Marie Valenti,
319-567. Well, good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 28, 2017. Is that correct, ma'am?
I signed the document five days ago.
Very good. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
There's no attorney right now. I have an attorney, Julianne Andrews.
In this case, for a revocation hearing, you have the right to hire one, but you don't have the right to have an appointed to you, so I assume you have no attorney today?
No attorney today.
Thank you, ma'am.
Unless I contact Julianne Andrews in a way, I can't call her from here. I need to, I don't know how to contact her. I could probably fill out an H&R.
Well, again, that's only is if you've hired her to represent you. She's not a court-appointed attorney, right?
She's not a court-appointed attorney. What's concerning?
Well, you have the right to have an attorney represent you at a revocation hearing at your cost. So if you want an attorney, we're in a position to continue this hearing for another date if you wish.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
It's concerning, okay.
Okay, yes, this is, let me say this too. You only have 9 days left on your flat prison sentence. So you would also have the choice of just killing your number, so to speak. And what I'm saying is this, and I don't want to make this coercion in any way, but with 9 days left, there's probably little chance that you'd be let out any earlier than 9 days anyways, but it is your choice to have a hearing. But if you want an attorney, you also have the right to continue this hearing. So
I would not like to have an extra hearing other than today. Because it might hinder me getting out in 9 days or so.
Well, your time would just run out, but you have the choice of whether or not you want to have this hearing or whether or not you just want to kill your number and get out in 9 days.
I want to kill my number and get out in 9 days.
Okay. And I'm going to go through the formality of the first part of the hearing, and then we'll bring the hearing to an end. Yes?
Ma'am, that's 90, like 90, not just 9 days. 90 days.
This is Ruby Valenti.
Okay.
She has 9 days left.
Nine?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's nine.
Nine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same sheet of music. Okay. So, again, I'll make a quick introduction of the members on the board. In the room is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. We have our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Lee Quinones. I'm serving as a panel chairman. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer. I still need to swear you in, so Ms. Valenti and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay. Again, this is just for the formality of the first phase of the hearing, and then we'll move through it. When I read the allegation to you, Ms. Valenti, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yeah.
Okay. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse or come away as your company as follows. Violation of condition number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 22, 2017, as verbally directed on June 21, 2017, at your initial intake visit. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Ms. Valenti, is this true or false?
It's true. I don't know about absconded from supervision. What do you mean by absconded?
Meaning you left from the supervision of your parole officer.
I did not see her the next day after leaving the premises of the mental home.
Okay.
I needed to see her the next day, or it would have been okay, but when I realized it wasn't the next day, I couldn't go see her, so I was arrested after 3 months of not seeing my parole officer.
Then that would be true, and I'm going to move through the motions, and then we'll bring this hearing to an end, and you'll be released on October 21st, 2017. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Based on Ms. Valenti's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have or have lapsed in criminal ways of company. And to close phase two, based on the information in warrant number 2017W2215. Our discussion with Ms. Valenti, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Valenti was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal razor company.
Second.
Just 1 second, Ms. Valenti. Okay, Ms. Valenti, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about October 21st, 2017. That's in 9 short days. You'll be free and clear. You will no longer be under community supervision. There'll be no parole officer, and you'll be free to pursue your own will. We do wish you a safe return to the community. Work with your CO3 if you have any needs that you can work out on your way out. This hearing is completed. We wish you the best, and no further discussion may take place. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Take care.